disappointed, but not surprised. The United States, as a nation, has changed drastically since its birth over 200 years ago. The founders of our great country were trailblazers and men of vision. They authored the greatest manuscript in the history of this nation. Since their time, technology has completely changed our daily life and culture, our government has continued to evolve, and even our political perspectives have transposed. Who, in 1787, could have ever imagined how immensely dissimilar society would be today? Yet, I think modern society would not surprise the founders of the United States, as they expected change to occur. Though not surprised, I do believe they might be disappointed, as they never envisioned the United States of America looking like this. The founders would be disappointed from a cultural perspective, but not surprised. Not only the founding fathers, but anyone from the 1700s would be shocked, if not horrified, by the amount of people with no vision, no profession, and who completely rely on the federal government. The changes in technology would be fascinating. Everything from the internet, to movies, to automobiles, to airplanes, to medicines would be intriguing. Yet the way we depend on it all would also be reason for them to be troubled. The average American spends at least 3 hours a day on their smartphones. No one would have ever envisioned our future generations to be so reliant on technology. I do not think they would be surprised, however, as they were men of vision and invention. The founders would be disappointed from a government standpoint, but not surprised. The Constitution was written to be a solid foundation, yet flexible, as the founders knew that the country would change. They wanted each American citizen to keep their freedoms throughout these evolutions. However, the founding fathers' greatest fear was an overbearing federal government. They designed the government to have three branches, gave each state their own ability to govern, and even created checks and balances to prevent too much federal power. Yet the government has more power and regulation today than it has ever before, and they had never hoped that would happen. The founders would be disappointed from a political standpoint, but not surprised. No longer does it seem as though we are one nation, under God, indivisible. Rather, there seems to be two sides, two beliefs. There is no compromise, no in-between. We are a divided country. On one side, people burn our flag, destroy memorials for soldiers that fought for every American's freedom. And if that alone would not dishearten the founding fathers, nothing would. On the other hand, there are those that honor the American flag and what it represents and would give their lives for it. They believe it should not be used as a form of protest. Each side has their own conflicting beliefs, and the division between the two would be disappointing. However, they would not be surprised that people do not show the same political views, for they experienced similar division in their own time. Over 30% of colonists were loyalists, people faithful to the king in England. This was a sharp divide that eventually led to violence, similar to conflicts we have seen today. The founders would be disappointed, but not surprised by our modern-day nation. Things have evolved since they wrote the Constitution and established the United States. Yet they expected this change to occur. They would be disappointed in the ways that people have reformed, the powers the federal government has, and the division among us all. The country in this age is not how anyone envisioned it, much less how our nation's founders hoped it would look.